This week, State Attorney General Bill Schuette announced that if Governor Snyder wants to appeal a court decision regarding teacher pay, he'll have to hire his own attorney. The AG is sitting this one out. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here now via Skype as we look at this ever-widening split between Michigan's two top Republicans. And this isn't the first time the attorney general has taken himself off the governor's team, is it? And vice versa.
No, they have kind of a history of backing away from each other. You would think that with the two top Republicans would be lockstep on a lot of issues, from gay marriage to EPA regulations to the gas tax proposed increase that was shot down by voters by a 4-to-1 margin. But the fact is they're not. These guys, they occupy different offices, and they are very different cats politically and in terms of style.
And then, of course, we have the attorney general's probe into Flint water. And here we had Schuette's top investigator, Todd Flood, flat out saying it is the Snyder legal team dragging its feet on handing over requested documents. Where do you see this going?
I suspect that ultimately they're going to get a deal, that they're going to come to an agreement. Because if they don't, I think it's highly likely, if not certain, that the attorney general will file what's called a motion to compel and ask the court to order the governor's lawyers to produce the documents, text messages, emails that they're seeking. At the end of the day, they're going to want to have a consensual deal here, and they're not going to want to have the court involved, because the optics alone really suggests that the governor's lawyers may be trying to hide something, which they may not be, but ultimately it certainly sends that message. And I don't think that's a message the governor wants to send.
And they have been clear right from the beginning, have they not, the Schuette team, that no one is exempt. You have said that often as we've talked.
Yeah, and they continue to say that. And, you know, I wouldn't say there's a wink and a nod, but I think there's clearly an effort here to say, look, we are going to go where the evidence leads us. And that's what they should be doing. I don't, however, think you can divorce this from the attorney general's political aspirations, because a lot of these positions that he ends up taking, some of which are opposed to the governor's positions, you could argue all of them have a potential positioning with the electorate. Positions that might make them a little bit more popular, that might separate the attorney general from the current Republican administration and the current Republican legislature, which has not been all sweetness and light in terms of some of the positions that they've taken and some of the ways they've managed problems, chiefly the Flint water crisis.
I love the way you put it in today's column that the attorney general is using it to the better to theoretically inoculate his political prospects from Republican complicity in the morass. Nice turn of phrase there.
Well, if you want to use it, I thought it inoculate. Kind of seemed right, because it's just the disease that you're trying to get away from. And I think he clearly is. And frankly, I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough for any Republican in 2018 to be able to kind of pick up this mantle. Now, there's some really good pieces of good news in terms of the economy in Michigan and the unemployment rate and a lot of other things. But there have been some pretty big scandals and cock-ups that they've had to deal with. And I think that whoever is going to be that Republican nominee is going to have to, at some point, answer for some of that.
And to the point you touched on, and then you get into more depth in your column, about the fact that these two top Republicans in Michigan really are cut from different cloth, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Rick Snyder is a accountant turned CEO, a data-driven manager. He believes in delegating to experts, which sometimes has worked out really, really well, as in the Detroit bankruptcy with the hiring of Kevin Orr and the Jones Day team and the Conway McKenzie team. And these people pulled off something that a lot of people thought nobody could pull off in a city like Detroit. On the other hand, his experts in Flint kind of failed him, including inside his own administration. Schuette, on the other hand, I think of him as more of an old school kind of Republican. He's a relationship kind of guy. He's a glad hander. He's known for being at small events and walking around with a coffee pot and pouring coffee for people, just small talking it up. He's also very involved in Republican politics, including at the national level. I know he's going to be at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, and I think he's going to be, in fact, hosting some kind of event in advance of that. He also, interestingly enough, has said that he will support the nominee of the party, including if that's Donald Trump, whereas Rick Snyder has assiduously said, basically, I'm not involved. That also kind of speaks to the different styles of these two guys.
Looking ahead between now and when it's time for Rick Snyder to leave office, Daniel, where do you think these sour dynamics between the governor and the AG could wind up? And really, I guess, what could it mean for the state?
What could it mean for the state? Probably not a whole lot, I suspect. But I think you're going to continue to see this. Look, these are the two top elected jobs in the state of Michigan. I don't think there's any question about it. And they are two constitutionally different officers. It's not like in the United States where the attorney general works at the pleasure of the president. The attorney general in Michigan is duly elected by the people of Michigan. And he has his own responsibilities, and they take them seriously. You know, I think you're going to continue to see this. Now, privately, some people will tell you that there's no personal animosity between these people. Other people will say that there is. I think it depends on who you're talking to and how, and we're kind of where they are in the whole firmament of the relationship between the two gentlemen. But where does it take the state? I don't know. I think you're going to have Bill Schuette continue to stake out some positions that he thinks are what he needs to take. And if they are politically a little too conservative, for example, for Snyder, I think you may see Snyder push away from them a little bit.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.